Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
right now, listen, this is very exciting stuff altogether. Yesterday I went on a little bit of a trip down to Newbridge because, you know, Newbridge, and they have these exhibitions on, and they've had in the past, they've had an exhibition of, you know, style icons like Grace Kelly, amazing so far, Marilyn Monroe from the movies, and what an iconic person she was, and Princess Diana, of course, as well. Well, they've got a new one starting today, and it features you know, somebody else who has that X factor, that style, that je ne sais quoi, I don't know, you know, just they are iconic. They are, they speak style, and it is Daniel O'Donnell and Magella O'Donnell, and we're going to go down there. I went down yesterday and met Daniel, and he took me around the exhibition, which opens today. All right, here we go.
Stand beside me, for if I should lose you, I just couldn't get any.
Oh, this is very exciting. Daniel, great to see you again. How are you doing? Yeah. So
oh,
this is your exhibition. You must be thrilled, are you?
Absolutely, Ian, absolutely. Look, it's loads of memorabilia here that you can see when you're looking around.
Yeah.
There's me, look up there, there's my wedding suit from 2002.
Oh, that's very good. And what's this here? This, it's a glass case. It looks kind of valuable, is it?
This is a lock of me hair, Ian,
right,
from 1985.
Oh.
And it's behind the glass case because a couple of elder ladies there broke into it last week. Do you remember the Louvre?
Yes, the Louvre,
It was like my version of the Louvre, and they stole
it. It's like the Mona Lisa type of thing, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. They stole the old lock of hair, and it was up on Dundeal there for €10,000 last week. So now we have it electrified, and it's bulletproof and everything, so they're not... There's my hair from 1985, anyway.
Right, very good.
And now this, look at this over here, look at this lovely...
I'm looking at it,
fountain.
A lovely...
This fountain.
Beautiful. Can I ask you one question? Why is the water brown? Is it the pipes burst or something like that?
No.
It smells okay.
No. This is a fountain of tea, Ian.
Oh, is it?
Going off there.
Okay.
Just, Mickey, can you turn back that fountain on again when you can? The glitches. I love tea, Ian, and I want to offer people as much tea as they can drink. So they just stick their cup into under the fountain.
Yeah.
And it fills it with tea. It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate river.
Right.
You just dip your cup in a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
Now, look at this over here.
Oh, yeah.
This is me prize exhibit.
Yeah.
Prize exhibit.
So people can go in from today and they can see all this. This is going to be great.
Absolutely. Now, look at this prize exhibit up on the pedestal here.
Yeah.
Do you see this up on the pedestal?
It looks a bit like a... No, actually, it looks a bit like a used tea bag, is it?
No, that's not just any old tea bag, Ian.
Yeah.
This is me first tea bag.
Oh.
From me first cup of tea I had.
That's lovely.
4 years of age I had that.
Yeah.
That tea bag is from 1965.
Oh, it's got a brass plate and all, I can see you've got it written there.
It does.
Yeah. From what year?
1965.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lovely,
I love a good tea bag, so I do.
Yeah.
More memorabilia here from the fans, Ian.
Yeah.
As you can see, these hats. Merchandise.
Can I stick on one of the hats here?
Yeah.
Okay. What? How do I look?
Ian.
Do I look a bit like you?
No, it's not a hat. That's not a hat. That's they're knickers, Ian.
Oh, Jesus God.
They're a collection of knickers that have been thrown up at me by the fans. That knickers you're wearing on your face.
Right.
There.
No, it's in the gut, yeah.
That was thrown up by a woman called Sadie from the Greville Arms in Mullingar.
Thank you, Sadie.
In 98. So it's a little stale, but anyway.
Are they treated?
The after knickers?
When you bring them back, are they treated?
No, they're as new, as original.
As worn.
So I'd get yourself tested afterwards anyway. But anyway, touch of tetanus there. But anyway, listen, I love speaking to my fans, you know, I've endless time for them. So we wanted to come up with something special that you can imagine you're talking to me, even when I'm not here. So we have this thing over here.
Yeah.
Small talk machine.
Yes.
The Daniel small talk machine.
Yeah.
You can small talk with a computer version of myself. So you just, what you do is you stick in a euro there, Ian.
Okay.
Mickey. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go ahead? Go on, Ian, answer.
I'll go
ahead.
Fair
enough.
How
are you?
I'm very well. How are you today, Daniel?
Oh, you're looking well.
Thank you. I was just going to say exactly the same
shocking
thing.
Shocking weather we're having, isn't it?
It is terrible weather. Hopefully it clears up now in the next little while.
They say it's going to get colder as well.
Really? I heard.
Did you get away at all?
Not yet, but we're hoping that, yeah.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're looking well.
It's starting. No,
it just started shocking weather we're having, isn't it?
He just says the same things over
and
over again.
It's going to get colder.
Yeah. You can turn it off there, Ian. It's all great.
All right.
We might make it more small talk for it, but we got a great one over here because a lot of people love me singing, but they wonder, could they ever experience the thrill of what it's like being me singing on stage?
Oh, yeah.
So we actually have a contraption here that you can... You can actually use this microphone here.
There is this free, this one? Because the other one you have to put money into.
No, I'm not making any money off this one.
Right, okay.
You can use the microphone here and you start singing the song and we change your voice to my voice.
This
so
microphone.
So you can experience what it's like to sound like me. So go on, hammer away there, Ian.
I'm going to sing into it.
I want to dance with you. We'll put on. Put on that, Mickey.
Okay.
Great. Here we go, Ian.
Here we go.
There you go. 3, 2, 1.
I want to dance with you.
Well done, Ian.
Twirl you all around the floor.
It's great.
Is that happening? What's
going on? It's great. No, it's grand.
That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you.
I've turned
Jesus,
you.
Daniel, this is a great joke. Sorry, am I talking like him now?
Give
me back
my
own voice, will you?
Stick him off, Mickey. Ian, get back your own voice there.
That is weird. That's the weirdest thing that's happened to me all week now. That's mad.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, over here is the architectural plans. Do you see these plans?
Yeah.
These are the plans that Dermot Bannon did for me house.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, he destroyed me house, so he did, and he cost me way over what I intended paying. But anyway, we have a little game you can play here. Oh. It's like at a fun fair.
Is that Dermot's head?
Yeah, but you actually, like a fun fair, you can actually punch his head.
Oh.
So, and you just punch his head as hard as you can, and you get a score.
Okay?
So, have a go there, Ian.
Okay, right, here we go.
Hi there.
Here
we go. We're slightly over budget. Punch me. Oh.
Good one, Ian.
What about a big window over here? Punch me.
Well done, Ian.
Punch me.
Good one.
Harder.
Go on, Ian.
Harder.
Now, I'll do it this time, Ian. I'll give him a good belt.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I find.